One of Huawei's top global executives says the federal government's decision a year ago to ban the Chinese telco giant from supplying equipment to Australia's 5G mobile network was wrong. Walter Gee is Huawei's Western Europe chief and he's visiting Australia to reassure local partners. He says there's no proof Australia's national security would have been jeopardised by his company's involvement and that it doesn't share information with Chinese intelligence. Mr. Gee's trip here comes as a British parliamentary committee found a decision to block Huawei in the UK was not a proportionate response to any potential security threats. In his only broadcast interview, Walter Gee's spoken with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Australia is a passionate country. People are very friendly. So we are committed to Australia, especially.
Are you angry or upset at the Australian government's decision to exclude Huawei from supplying equipment to the 5G network?
Of course, we are not happy for the current situation because we always try our best to comply to local law. As you might know, we're always optimistic for the future. We look at the world in a different way.
But was that decision to exclude Huawei from the 5G network interpreted as insulting or a decision that didn't make any sense in Shenzhen?
Indeed, we have not been told any reason why we're excluded for 5G.
You're in Australia here visiting business partners and potential partners. What sort of damage has been done to Huawei's reputation, given that intelligence agencies and governments like the US and Australia are deeply suspicious about Huawei?
Huawei has been run in more than 170 countries in the past 30 years. We have been investing huge money in R&D. Last year, we have been investing $15 billion to R&D. So that's why in 5G technologies, we are much leading in the industry.
But just to be clear, does Huawei take any direction at all from the Chinese government? What can you say to reassure the Australian government that sensitive information wouldn't be tapped and wouldn't be handed over?
Huawei is an international company. We're still a private-owned company. So there's no any reason for Huawei not comply with local law.
So you don't take any direction at all from Beijing or Chinese?
Of course not.
No direction at all? So has the Australian government got it wrong in banning Huawei from supplying that equipment to the 5G network?
Definitely, I believe it's a wrong decision. We believe that Huawei can bring much more innovation to Australian market.
But the Australian government believes it has the evidence and is concerned about national security. Have you met with any Australian government officials or the Communications Minister Paul Fletcher to break the ice and to get some sort of deal back on track?
We have been not told any clear reason. So it's important for the Australian government to make the right decision based on the facts.
But in Australia, you do have a big problem because Huawei Australia's chairman John Lord has said that the doors of government are effectively closed. Do you have any hope of that situation changing?
From our side, we continue to be open to talk if they have any concern. We are trusted. Australia, they can trust Huawei.
Are you able to give an assurance that Australia's national security would not be compromised by cooperating with Huawei?
Of course, from Huawei's side, we put security as the first priority. Of course, we are safe.
But does the point come, given the tensions with Australia, that Huawei might decide to simply cut its losses and simply leave Australia for more friendly markets?
Of course not. We are committed in Australian market. We are committed.
So Huawei wouldn't consider leaving Australia. It plans to tough it out.
Of course not. We believe the consumers, they will make the right choice based on the facts.
China is Australia's most important trading partner. So do you see any double standards or even hypocrisy in Australia being suspicious about Huawei?
I'm not able to give any comments or any opinion in terms of the government.
And that's Walter Gee, Huawei's chief in Western Europe, and he was speaking there with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. The government spokesman says it stands by its 5G decision last August and that its position is based on domestic and national interests.